KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies and 28 degrees this morning here at the KJN studios. We look for partly cloudy skies today with mild conditions and southwest winds at 10 to 20, a high of 58. Tonight, partly cloudy, southwest winds at 5 to 10, and a low of 36. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news here on KJAN. In area news, a man and woman were arrested in Corning on Friday night after deputies responded to a reported domestic assault. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 34-year-old Michael John Ray and 32-year-old Nicole Jean Dorman, both of Corning, were taken into custody at around 8 p.m. in the 700 block of 5th Street. Both subjects were intoxicated and had minor injuries from the fight. They were transported to the Adams County Jail and charged with domestic assault. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. Police in Red Oak arrested a Nebraska man on a charge of domestic abuse assault on Friday night. 33-year-old Ernest Brian Meredith Jr. of Omaha was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. within the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Only minor injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident on Friday evening near I-80 and Highway 71 in Cass County. The collision happened around 5:50 p.m. just south of the I-80 eastbound on-ramp. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to that scene, and no other details are currently available. An airline says it will plans to base two planes in Des Moines, bringing jobs and possibly new flights to the city's airport. Allegiant Travel Company announced on Friday it would base two Airbus A320 aircraft at the Des Moines International Airport. Allegiant, based in Las Vegas area, said it will invest $50 million in Des Moines and bring at least 66 jobs to the community. It plans to begin hiring pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, and other employees. Allegiant now offers 8 nonstop flights from Des Moines to cities in Arizona, California, Florida, and Nevada. Allegiant says the new planes and crews create options for more flights from Des Moines, but didn't specify specific locations. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation was warning of a phone scam involving callers who claimed to be from the DCI. The DCI has received reports from citizens that scammers are attempting to extort money related to a citizen's access to a website. The callers are misrepresenting themselves as DCI agents working for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to collect money. Some callers are using false agent names and badge numbers, and citizens are also reporting that their caller ID devices display a number for the Iowa Department of Public Safety when they receive those calls. The DCI does not request payment over the phone. There are a number of helpful tips you can see in avoiding those scams by checking out this same story as well on our news page at KJN.com. Atlantic Fire and the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded Thursday evening to a vehicle fire on eastbound I-80. The blaze just east of the Highway 71 exit was reported around 6:27 p.m. Atlantic firefighter Gene Schmeling told KJAN the vehicle, a Toyota, was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived on scene. The lone occupant of the vehicle, a female, was out of her SUV and was not injured. Crews remained on scene until about 7:15 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese is reminding landlords and others with rental properties and those persons planning construction of new homes or the sale of existing homes that the law in Iowa requires those residences to have carbon monoxide detectors.
Well, I want everybody to know, especially if you're a landlord, that effective July 1st of 2018, the new law went into effect on carbon monoxide alarms. If you have a rental property, whether it's a single unit or a multi-unit, you must provide and install carbon monoxide alarms in those locations unless there is no fuel-burning source of heat. So if it's all electric, you're okay. But if it has a garage attached where there's any kind of vehicle that could be in there that's attached to the home, then it needs it too. So in a nutshell, if you've got a rental, it must have carbon monoxide, just like the smoke alarms, which has been law for quite some time.
If a tenant has approached their landlord about installing a carbon monoxide alarm and it isn't taken care of promptly, the renter does have another option.
There is a part of the law that they can ask the landlord to do it. If the landlord does not provide it, then the renter may, by their own, install it and then turn in the bill to the landlord, and they are supposed to take it off of the next month's rent.
Or the renter may simply be reimbursed for the cost, depending on the arrangement. The detectors typically cost around $20 if they're battery-operated, around $30 if they're a plug-in type. Renters who run into pushback from their landlord can notify the Atlantic Fire Department. McNeese said he or someone in the department will make sure the landlord is aware of their responsibilities, just like they were notified when the smoke detector law went into effect. Landlords who have questions about the law can click on a PDF link in this same story on the news page at KJN.com for review.
It's pretty simple. If you've got a rental, you've got to have it. And it's also all new construction that began after that, you must have them in. Or if you buy a home and then file a homestead credit, then you must. So they're trying to get them in all homes, obviously, for the reasons that it's odorless gas, and many people have succumbed to it, been taken ill, or perished from it. So it's a good thing to have in the home. So we're just trying to protect as many people as possible.
Chief McNeese said the alarm should be installed near a gas-fired furnace or fireplace on every floor if possible, or in an apartment building in every unit. He said, unfortunately, there have been deaths in the Atlantic area from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Several people have been sickened. Fortunately, were treated before it got to a point of death, but it's nothing to mess with. And should get you, I'll give a plug to all the HVAC people out there. If you haven't had your furnace checked for a while, good thing to do it yearly, but they should come in and take a look to make sure you don't have a cracked heat exchanger that may be, you know, doing an incomplete burn and then putting off that carbon monoxide. If you have a fireplace, you know, make sure the flue's open. If it's a wood burning, that you've cleaned it so there's no obstruction.
Also, with regard to home heating in these cold months ahead, McNeese reminds area residents about the dangers of space heaters. Make sure there's a dedicated line to plug them in. Don't overload the plug-in or leave space heaters unattended. Space heaters should never be located near curtains or other flammable materials, and the same rules apply to the use of candles. One person died and another was injured during an accident late Thursday night in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a crossover-type SUV driven by 48-year-old Kerry Shirky of Denison was traveling east on Crawford County Road E16 at around 11:20 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, his vehicle crossed the center line of the road. A semi driven by 33-year-old Leonel Pena of Sioux City was traveling westbound. Pena took evasive action by braking and steering left to try and avoid the SUV, but Shirky then tried to get back in his lane. Unfortunately, the semi and SUV collided in an offset head-on manner. The SUV came to rest facing north in the eastbound lane, and the semi entered the south ditch. Shirky died at the scene. Pena was transported by ambulance to the Crawford County Hospital. Firefighters from Corning, with assistance from Prescott Fire and Rescue, responded around 7:42 p.m. Thursday to a residential fire in Corning. Authorities said on social media posts that crews were dispatched to 802 Adams Street. Firefighters quickly located the problem and extinguished the blaze. The cause of the fire was under investigation. No injuries were reported. And sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant was arrested around 10 a.m. Friday. 34-year-old Andrew Falk was taken into custody on the warrant for probation violation. Falk was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. That's a look at some of the latest in area news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Tommy Thud G. Young, age 60, of Exira, died Saturday in a motorcycle accident. Funeral services for Tommy Young will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Dwayne John Dewey Carroll, age 62, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Dwayne John Dewey Carroll will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the AHSDW High School Gymnasium in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul Leroy Jensen, age 79, of Harlan, died November 5th in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Paul Jensen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan here today. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gary Mieschek, age 78, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Mieschek will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lloyd Ringer, age 71, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Select Specialty Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lloyd Ringer will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Shinbaum, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Helen Shinbaum will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Chris Wilson, age 54, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. A private family graveside service for Chris Wilson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the St. Timothy Catholic Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care has arrangements. Betty Lou Simonson, age 86, of Branson, Missouri, and formerly of Exira, died October 31st in Branson. Funeral services for Betty Lou Simonson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Lucille Alf, a longtime Lewis resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lucille Alf will be held today at 2:30 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Ancio, age 96, of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Bill Ancio will be held on Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Scott Ole Olson, age 60, of Audubon, died on Tuesday. Funeral services for Scott Ole Olson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Danny Harder, age 83, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services for Danny Harder will be held Monday at 1:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gertrude Regina Trudy Askren, age 92, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Gertrude Trudy Askren will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Linda Leo, age 71, of Panora, died Wednesday at home. A Celebration of Life gathering for Linda Leo will be held on November 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Port on Lake Panorama in Panora. Twig Funeral Home Panora has arrangements. Donald Gene Malenik, age 83, of Yale, died November 2nd at home. A Celebration of Life service for Donald Malenik will be held on December 8th at 1 p.m. at the Yale Community Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Rose Ann Meisenheimer, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Rose Ann Meisenheimer are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mabel E. Stahl, age 102, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mabel Stahl are pending for a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And John Liston, age 92, of Tempe, Arizona, and formerly of Audubon, died November 5th in Arizona. Following cremation, a private family graveside service for John Liston will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.